This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
It is the Falcons Report on Dukes of Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Frankie with you today alongside Oren and Dede. Dukes of Bell back on Monday. It's going to be a really busy time here, an extremely busy time here in Atlanta. And, of course, we're going to be all over town from Murph's out of the Cobb Galleria for the All-Star Weekend to the College Football Hall of Fame, SEC Media Days, and then getting ready now. Our crews are going to be running all over High Haven, and they'll be heading out to camp 13 days from now for training camp for the Atlanta Falcons. It starts on July 24th. That's the first open camp for all the fans to come in. Through August the 13th, and the last couple of days are going to be the joint practices with the Tennessee Titans. We're going to bring you exclusive on-site coverage of the training camp, morning shift, steakhouse, Andy and Randy. And then Dukes of Bell, they're going to be at the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia for their wrap-up shows every single day, which we, when Hugh and I and all the rest of us were doing it, or in back in the day, we would like get really envious of when they made the decision. Because Carl and Mike were right. There was no reason for them to be sitting around. You know, they said, we're sitting around in a, you know, there's nobody here. Everybody's left. Why are we sitting around broadcasting from a site where everybody's left? I'm like, well, dude, what do you think we did in the morning show? We got here at O'Dark and broadcasted when nobody else was around. But then they got to go to Hooters. And especially Andy and Randy, because they had to sit in that heat. Oren, remember that? Yeah, there's itty-bitty little fans trying to cool you down. Ooh, sun beating down on you. Yeah. And they were getting in the nice air-conditioned Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. By the way, coverage brought to you by Rolex Real Mowers. Get the best grass in your neighborhood. And by Window Nation, windownation.com, 866-90-NATION. Live coverage of Falcons training camp starts on July 24, which is 13 days away. Bijan Robinson came out, gentlemen and everybody else, and said that he wants the Falcons to be the best offense in the NFL. He says it's not a want to, it's we need to. Everybody's waiting for that to happen. Now, we all understand that the Falcons do have certain advantages offensively. There's no reason they couldn't be a top five. He wants it to be the number one. I'm going to give you the one thing that one or two things that might keep it from being number one. They have a very – look, we all talk about the defense. Everybody says the same thing. We had it earlier today with Ryan McFadden. He said, hey, if the Falcons' defense takes a step up. But let's kind of look at the other side of the ball. Does the Falcons' offense produce in a fashion, a consistent fashion, the way a championship team should produce? And we're talking 28 to 30 points a game. We're talking about being able to get red zone scores and not just field goals. We're talking about getting first downs. We're talking about controlling the clock. We're talking about all those things that, you know, Raheem Morris has got to be better about in clock management. And all the, and they certainly have the playmakers. The draft has afforded them lots of playmakers. Bijan might be, you know, it's possible he could be the number one running back in the NFL. That's absolutely possible. And he's got a guy behind him who could start for, how many teams could Tyler Allgeier start for, Day-Day? Could he start for half the league?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Orrin, could he start for half the league?
That's accurate, yeah.
And then you look at Drake, who I don't think we've even scratched the surface as to how good Drake can be. And like Kyle Pitts, and I know all you're like grumbling and rolling your eyes, but when you're talking about guys like Drake and Kyle and some other who have had to play with six starting quarterbacks in 4 years, you know, it's you can't get in rhythms. It's difficult. You know, one's aging, one's a DoorDash guy, one's a noodle arm, one's a broke down liar, another's Taylor Heineke, now you're to Michael Bennings, right? So it's really about the quarterback position for the Atlanta Falcons. Let's get that. Their offensive line is going to be fine. Their weapons are fine. I think Mooney can really have a big year. I just think that it's about the quarterback. And the question becomes about Michael Penix. I think everything I've seen from Michael Penix, and I've had the luxury of watching him ever since he set foot on a college football field because my wife is an Indiana Hoosier, so I watched him for those 3 years get beat up and smashed all over the field, but he always had that kind of moxie at Indiana. It was a question of whether or not he could throw the ball well. He was really kind of more of a dual-threat quarterback at IU, and then when Kalen DeBoer left as the offensive coordinator at Indiana and became the head coach at Washington, he took Michael Penix with him and turned him into a pocket passer, and we all saw the result of that, went to the national title game. And then now, of course, comes to Atlanta, as the Falcons said, we have to draft him, and all the fallout from that because, you know, the Kirk Cousins wants to say that, you know, he wouldn't, this is what bothered me so much about the quarterback thing. Kirk Cousins out there saying, well, you know, I didn't want to lose my job. I didn't want to get Wally Pipped. Wally Pipped was a famous player, was starting first baseman in the Yankees, got injured. Lou Gehrig took his place, and rest is history. And that's why people say don't ever give up your starting job, which is one of the reasons, by the way, most NFL quarterbacks don't come out of games. Even if it's 42-3, the starting quarterback is still in there. They don't want the backup to get any reps, and which is silly because, you know, in college, the backups get reps all the time. But there's this NFL quarterback thing that just is weird. And Kirk Cousins buys into that 100%. But at the same time, if his backup was Easton Stick, would he have been so worried about not coming out of a game? No, he didn't come out of the game because he was worried that Michael Penix was going to take his job. Sure, he was not coming out of the game because he was being petty about the fact that the Falcons had drafted a quarterback. And you can't really, in my world, blame the Falcons because, again, they went to Seattle and they went, oh, my God. So the question is about Michael Penix. I think Penix has handled himself very well. I've been very impressed with how Michael Penix has handled him so far. Everything says to me that Michael Penix is capable of dealing with everything that has surrounded him in all of this. He's handled it very professionally. Now, he's a bit of an older... How old is he, guys? Is he 26 yet? I mean, he's not 21. He's got to be pushing... He's at least 25. So he's, you know, he's getting into his mid-20s. He's 25. You know, he'll be 26. I mean, he's a bit of an older young quarterback. So he's a little bit more mature in that regard, but I think he's really, you know, comported himself very well. Does he start to sync with these guys, you know, now that he gets a chance to have a full camp with them? Does he, you know, understand a little bit about, you know, where guys want the ball, you know, how much touch, maybe work on a touch pass a little bit? Because a couple of his drops, two of his three interceptions were the result of the fact that he just threw the ball too bloody hard. He throws it as hard as I mentioned it yesterday. I don't know how many quarterbacks in the NFL throw the pass faster than he does. It's a fastball coming out. It's a heater coming out of his hand. And so it'd be interesting to know, you know, if he's right there at the top. He's got to be top five in the NFL in terms of that kind of arm strength here. So it's just a matter of getting kind of synced up here. If he syncs up with the team, that's great. Now, but the problem is he's got to sync up early. because we all know that this schedule is, it's doable. I don't think it's as daunting as some people think, but he's got to sync up with them early and they got to hit the ground running, especially when your opening game is at home against Tampa, because that might turn out to be eventually a must-win game. Now, to that point, there is some news about Tampa to pass along. Tampa just lost Tristan Wirfs. Tristan Wirfs, their star, superstar tackle, is going to miss the first month of the season or so with some surgery, which could be really good news for the Atlanta Falcons. You know, may be able to put more pressure on Baker Mayfield. And Lord knows the Falcons have to ramp up the pressure on defense, not let Baker go off for 450 yards and four scores. You just can't let that happen. So that's a product of getting in Baker's face, and worse injury might help that a little bit. And yes, we all understand that the pass rush has got to be there. But back to the offense. I think it's probably a little bit ahead, maybe a year ahead of being able to say the Falcons can have the best offense in the NFL. But I think next year, 26, yeah, if Bijan were to say that. But I'm not going to put it past Bijan to be actually kind of right. It's possible that if Michael Penix advances a little bit quicker, especially as we go through the year, and they start getting in sync, this offense could be top shelf. It may be missing one thing, and this is where it's going to be really interesting to see for me, the Darnell Mooney effect. Does Darnell Mooney, he's always shown the ability to be a separated, you know, home run receiver. Can he turn into a big time separated home run receiver? Can he turn into a guy that suddenly other teams fear? They notice him. They pay attention to him. I'm not sure they fear him yet. It's up to Michael Penix to make them fear him, because if they fear him, that opens up everything else. You have to be able to drag that other safety over. If Darnell Mooney becomes that kind of superstar potential over the top, what he had with Roman Dunze at Washington, right? What you have with the Jamar Chase, what you have with the Justin Jefferson. And I'm not saying he has to be Jefferson or Chase. I'm saying, but he's got to put up numbers close to that. I am saying that. I'm not saying that at the end of the year, Darnell Mooney can have five touchdowns. No, he's going to have five explosive touchdowns and maybe 10 touchdowns. I mean, he's got to be a guy that could be a weapon for you. He may need to have more touchdowns than anybody else in that receiving corps, including Drake London. He's going to have to be the guy that's going to have to be counted on, because the one missing piece I see on this offense that might separate it away from, because I think they've got depth at all these positions. I think their offensive line depth is actually pretty good. They certainly have a depth at quarterback and running back right now. But at wideout here, that's the one thing they're missing, is that other explosive receiver. So you think back to the greatest offense we ever had, 2016. You had the two running backs, right? You had Freeman, you had Coleman. Well, you got that right now in Bijan and Tyler. Matter of fact, Bijan and Tyler as a unit are better than Freeman and Coleman. Because I don't even like saying Freeman's name anymore. But Penix is not Matt Ryan. And we all know that. Okay? He's just not. And the receiving core of that team, it was Julio. And even if Drake grows into a great, great receiver, and he could be a Julio-type receiver, that team also had a breakout guy in Calvin Ridley, and they had a slot guy who could also break out in Mohamed Sanu. Just overall, that was a better receiving core, if not for the fact that it also happened to have greatest receiver, Roddy White, Julio Jones, make your argument there in the team history here. But that was probably the best receiving core. There's another great receiving core this team had way back in the day, Alfred Jenkins, Wallace Francis, Billy White Shoes Johnson, but that was a long time ago. Yeah, you look at this receiving core, and the key guy is going to be Darnell Mooney. Everybody talks about Pitts, but I'm trying to tell you that Mooney is the guy. If he has the breakout year, if he has the year that I think he's potentially going to have, especially if he sinks and becomes the Adunze to Penix, that's when everything breaks open for this offense. That's the moment, because now he opens up the middle of the field. That's what happens. And Drake can work in the middle of the field. Pitts can work in the middle of the field. Bijan can work around in terms of wheel routes. That opens up everything if you have that other guy. If he doesn't, then in the off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Offseason here, or even maybe at the trade deadline, they're going to have to go get that guy. I think he's not far off. I think what Bijan says, he wants the Falcons to become the best offense in the NFL. He says, it's not a want to, it's a we need to. I agree. And he says, everybody's waiting for that to happen. I think the Falcons believe that. Now, whether it happens or not, I don't know. But I think they believe that they are ready to bust out. Does that happen early or late?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.